Material world is the dark place that every living entity in this world is born of ignorance. Even at the level of Lord Brahma or Durga. Lord Brahma is directly the son of the Lord, the first created living being who appears on the lotus that flows from the navel of the Lord. But when Brahma was born, he found darkness everywhere. He even got out of the lotus and he went down the stem. And when he reached the navel of Garuda Krishna, he didn't know where he was standing. Then he came back and sat on the lotus. And he didn't know as to who is he and what is his world, what is his duty, how he is supposed to create. Nothing from his mind. Then he absorbed himself in penance for the pleasure of the Supreme God. After which he was enlightened. And then his eyes were opened to the knowledge. And then he performed his duty. In fact, he got the darshan of the Lord. Beginning from the lotus feet, the dandelion belt, and the beautiful pitamba, the jewel belt, and the chest of the Lord, and Shiva Sachinda, Kastomani, Vaidyanti Mala, and the beautiful smiling face of the Lord, everything. He got the darshan by his meditation. Samachal Baba says about Durga, she is always sitting with Lord Shiva and asking questions, more and more. This is also to show that she is ignorant. She is not fully knowledgeable. So material world is a place of ignorance, and what if you come tiny living entities like all of us to be submerged in ignorance and in bodily consciousness? It is not at all surprising. But chanting the names of the Lord and meditating and absorbing oneself in it can bring one out of ignorance and place one in the platform of true knowledge. Everyone in this world is hankering for knowledge. So there is a famous verse in the Garuda Purana. Says, Yavichyasi param jnanam, jnanatyat paramam padam, tat adarena rajendra kuru govinda kirtanam. This verse says, my dear great king, if you aspire for the supreme knowledge, the knowledge by which one can attain the supreme destination of the spiritual abode, then with great reverence and respect, he says, chant the glories of Lord Govinda. Why? Because Lord Govinda or Lord Krishna's glories are the central theme of all the Vedic literature. Vede Ramayane Chaiva Purane Bharate Tata Alo Madhyesa Antesa Hari Sarvatra Giyate. It is said in Veda, in Quran, in Mahabharata, in Upanishads, in all the Vedic literature, Harihi Sarvatra Giyate. It is said Lord Hari is the central theme. In fact, Lord Hari is the nourisher of each and every atom in this universe. Lord Hari is the inspirer. Lord Hari is the fashioner. Lord Hari is the permitter. Lord Hari is the overseer and supervisor of everything that be. So keeping this in mind, unless one glorifies Lord Hari in his heart, there is no possibility of any enlightenment, or there is no possibility of coming out of ignorance. Prabhupada gives an example. He says if you put a stone in a water pond, then immediately the whole pond gets muddy and completely becomes mud with mud, and one cannot see clearly. Now, Prabhupada says, what will you do when you put up a stone and the water gets clouded up? Then all you can do is to sit behind and watch and wait for some time for the dust to settle. Again afterwards the water will become clear. Similarly, he says, we have messed up our lives. We have meddled with our lives in this material world. Because of which we have become confused. Now there is no possibility of jumping up and down and trying to settle the problems in our life. He says you sit back and chant the holy name. Lord only can settle it. And then you will be able to know
solution to the problems that you have created. We have created a very dangerous situation for ourselves, but by chanting of the holy name, Lord will give the wisdom from within, as he says.
Teshame varatam paratam ahamadhyanajantam nashayam yato bhagato jnanamunkena bhasana.
He will let up the darkness of knowledge in our heart. After this, the darkness will be dispelled and we will know the right course of action. So when we are confused, when we are bewildered, when we are angry, when we are broken down in the heart, when we don't know what to do, when we are stranded, then the only thing we need to do is chant our name. Harinam Prabhu ki.